Oh my gosh, Don, what is that smell?
It's rotting fish, Yael. You see, I'm conducting a little experiment. This hunk of sirloin and this cod have been sitting around for 3 days, and still the sirloin doesn't stink nearly as badly as the fish.
Don, please, can we throw that stuff out? It's making me woozy.
Okay, sure. But haven't you ever wondered why fish stink so much more than meat?
No. Oh, that's better. I haven't.
Well, it's because fish tissue contains an odorless chemical known as trimethylamine oxide. Once the fish is killed and the fish's tissues are exposed to air, the bacteria in the fish's body break down this chemical into two new chemicals that are derivatives of ammonia and therefore smell pretty bad.
Downright noxious, I'd say. But I still don't get why that doesn't happen with meat.
The main reason is that regular meat doesn't contain high amounts of trimethylamine oxide, and fish do. This chemical is especially common in the flesh of cold water, surface-dwelling fish like cod, so cod would start smelling faster than, say, catfish.
Well, I hope you don't plan to test that fact, too.
Don't worry, Al. I'll wait until you go home. Also, keep in mind that the extent to which you hate the smell of fish is in part culturally determined. People who don't eat fish find its smell a lot more offensive than people who eat a lot of it. Plus, because we associate rotting fish with food poisoning, we're conditioned to find its smell bad rather than appetizing.
Oh, so it's my fault the fish smelled so bad.
Well, the nose of the beholder.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from George Hageman in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.